Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from St. Jerome's Chapel.org. Today is March 25th, 2006, the Feast of the Annunciation of Our Lord. A very wise pastor of my acquaintance once said to me, "When I start to think about how great it is to work for God, it helps to remember that I am in sales and not in management." He's so right. We would all do well to remember that truth, keeping in mind that we don't all work in the sales department either. As a scholar, I sometimes imagine answering my phone, "Research and development." I once heard a very experienced priest wearily admit that sometimes it seems like his door might as well have "complaint department" stenciled on it. How about you? In which department has God set you to working? Here in the story of the Annunciation, we get a look into God's assignment for Mary. It seems that she's needed on the factory floor, right where the product is made. And if you or someone you know has ever worked in a factory, you know that the floor is no place for the usual image of Mary, meek and mild. Quite the contrary, a factory floor is a loud and dangerous place. This is some place that listening to the boss and paying attention to one's own work can, in some cases, be the difference between life and death. By this point in time, most people have come to understand that the image of Mary wearing her blue veil, smiling sweetly at the placid baby Jesus, is probably not historical. Now, of course, historicity is not the only way to measure spiritual power, but we humans are confined to history. Understanding the worldly changes that Mary, Joseph, and even Jesus actually faced can often help us in our own struggles in the way that more pious images could not. I like to think of Mary as she actually might have been. The image of a scared young mother without much support and a decidedly uncertain future can put her faith in God in perspective. I don't have to go very far from my own home to find any number of women in similar straits, with a similarly surprising faith in God, and a belief that they are participating in something much larger than themselves. Mary's faith in God is the faith of a partner. She trusts that God has given her a task which is perfectly suited to her, and that God will protect her while she does it. If she is to be Jesus' mother, then she will concentrate on that. And God will find a way to keep Joseph from divorcing her, or Herod's soldiers from ending her son's life by the sword and not the cross. And indeed, her faith is rewarded, since God does indeed do all these things for Mary, and many more. Indeed, the beauty of Mary's partnership with God is that it is grounded in the reality of her gifts, and her willingness to use them to serve her God, even when the ultimate goal, indeed much of the immediate future, is difficult to discern. It is a wonderful gift to be able to work for God. Mary gladly accepted the assignment she was given, partnered with God to make it happen, and the whole world was saved. In what department do you work? Let us pray. Pour your grace into our hearts, O Lord, that we who have known the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, announced by an angel to the Virgin Mary, may by his cross and passion be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on March 27th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Charles Henry Brent. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.